So back to fullback, is that the plan going forward now?
You know, I think I'm a football player. I play for the Ravens, so it's kind of wherever I'm asked to play and wherever I, you know, it's more most valuable of my time for the team and myself is where I play. And I'm just trying to get ready for week one. You know, I'm coming back from my hip surgery midway of camp, so any new offense. So I'm just trying to, you know, take it day by day and just try to find my role and, you know, make the most of it and be ready for week one. Yeah, I mean, the way the tight ends have been using this offense so far, just from, you know, not practicing and watching what they can do, it's, you know, it's awesome to see. It's awesome to see that we're using versatility and we're using guys in different ways, you know, either blocking, pass protection, running a routes in the run game, whatever it is. It's awesome to see. It helps players. It helps the team. So, you know, I'm all for that.
If they see you more as a line tight end than a fullback this year, is that basically interchangeable for you at this point, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of my career here, I've been used all over the place. So, you know, you'll see me lining up as a slot. You'll see me playing D-line. You see me all these different positions. So I think it's just – I just try to prepare myself the best I can to play in multiple roles and whatever the play is called and whoever's, you know, the personnel I'm in with. You know, maybe I'll be the Y this time with, you know, say I'm with Mark or Zay, you know. Whatever the play is, kind of where I see myself, you know, fitting in.
What was it about playing offensive line that made you suggest that you wanted to try it out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I pride myself in versatility ever since I've been here. You know, I was undrafted defensive lineman, and I was playing both sides of the ball my first couple years, and then I was playing some tight end and some fullback, and it's just, you know, I'm just trying to always kind of expand my role and kind of see what I can do, and, you know, and if it helps myself, it helps the team, then that's awesome. So, you know, I'm always trying to see what I can do in different roles and, you know, see how everything fits out and how everything, you know, goes.
Could you see that happening at some point? I mean, could you see being a guard, if not this year, somewhere in the future?
You know, I'm always open to whatever is asked of me and, you know, whatever I think helps myself to be on a team or to give value to a team. And if I have to put offensive line, I will. But at the end of the day, I'm just doing whatever is asked of me and what I think I – can give myself most value to myself and the team. Oh man, I'm trying to think, you know, all the different things I've done so far. I do miss playing defense, I'm not gonna lie, but at the end of the day, I think I just love playing football. You know, I think any role that I'm playing, as long as I'm playing, I'm gonna be happy with. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have myself and Mark in the game, you know, what kind of defense are they going to put out there? Are they going to put out a bigger front? Okay, if they do, then we're going to go play action and, you know, Mark's going to be mismatches. Or if they try to get lighter for Mark and all the receivers, then we're going to start running the ball. So it's kind of like those things where versatility can just – it's so valuable of how you can, you know, exploit defenses and how all the different advantages that you can have. So as long as guys can play all different spots, then it's great for everybody. You don't want just to be like – one trick pony and only doing one thing, because then defenses are going to know what you're going to do and they're going to, you know, have success against you. Yeah, so I started noticing like some sharp pain midway of the season last year, and I knew it was the same thing that happened to my other hip 2 years ago. I knew it was going to be a torn labrum, and it was just, you know, having sharp pain midway throughout the rest of the year and just managing soreness throughout pretty much all the way to the playoff game. And it feels great now. I mean, the ramp up's been awesome. I think I'm getting strength back in it. I'm not having any pain. Just, you know, normal soreness coming back from a surgery. But I think it's going great so far. Yeah. Oh, man, you know, shout out to everybody that was taking care of me, my trainers, massage therapists, you know, cold tubs. Yeah, it was a lot of work, but I, you know, I knew that it's all worth it. You know, I knew that it's helping the team win, so I was happy to play that much. You know, I'm always happy. I'd play every single snap if I was asked to, or I'd play zero snaps if that's what it was. But, you know, it was a lot of fun, so, you know, just trying to take care of myself every day as best I can.
What is the greatest change in the transition from Roman to Memphis?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just spreading out the offense. You know, we have a lot of great skill players. We've pretty much brought in a whole nother room of skill players here to compete for different roles, so I think that's kind of the biggest difference is we're going to be more spread out, you know, more try to be more explosive offense. And, you know, I love G-Run. I love everything we did with him. So hopefully, you know, we're going to have great success either way. But so far, I'm really liking what we've been doing so far.
Last one, I know you've been offensive line, fullback. I'm going to ask you about the wide receivers. With Odell and Lamar, have you been able to see any glimpses of them and see their potential of what they could add to this offense?
Yeah, I mean, Odell's arguably one of the best receivers to play this game, and I think Lamar is also arguably one of the most special quarterbacks to play, and to have them together is just going to be just explosive plays. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to watch them in practice so far, and I think, you know, as the season keeps going, they're going to be gelling more. And, you know, on other great receivers that we have, I think it's just going to be a big blend of just guys wide open all the time. And, you know, Lamar, I think, you know, everything he does in the quarterback position of extending plays and moving around the pocket, I think it's just going to be a lot of fun this year.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.